Rumsfeld silence. Okay. Rumsfeld silences war critics with op-ed piece. This is Unnews. I am Todd Lyons. With one masterful stroke, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defeated, silenced, and shamed all American critics of the war in Iraq with his opinion piece in Sunday's Washington Post. Rumsfeld, known for his bombastic, even curmudgeonly approach to criticism of the U.S. war effort, stunned critics of the war with his lucid, at times brilliant, defense of America's progress in Iraq, which, by some polls, has raised public support of the war close to 95%. Just yesterday, I'd tell anyone who'd listened to the situation in Iraq that it had gone to... What? Can I borrow this?
Hi, I'm Alphabet.
We can't swear on news. Thank you, darling. These toys, I swear, they come in handy. Had gone to that word that you just heard. Said satellite installer Randy Travis of Deer, Arkansas. I felt that way ever since my boy Corey was blown up over there by one of them roadside bombs in 2004. But after reading what Mr. Rumsfeld had to say, I must say I'm ashamed of my conduct. Corey died for a noble cause in a war we're clearly winning. Any fool can see that, added Mr. Travis, wiping away tears of patriotic joy as he waved a tiny American flag. Rumsfeld's article, which has been read in print and online by an estimated 170 million Americans since its publication, has finally put 3 long years of mounting casualties, unclear objectives, and false justifications for the war in proper positive perspective. I can't believe I actually ran away to Canada to avoid deploying to Iraq, said a stunned Jack McNeil of Tahoma, Washington. The Secretary of Defense has shown me the error of my ways with the genius of his writing. I'm headed back to Fort Hood to rejoin my unit and face the music as soon as my stash is kicked, said Mr. McNeil as he extinguished his marijuana cigarette on a newly purchased ashtray depicting the face of deposed Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Now that Rumsfeld's op-ed piece has demolished any and all opposition to the war, Americans from all walks of life can finally opine about their views on the war at their local church, bar, or gathering place without fear of getting into heated arguments. But not all Americans needed Rumsfeld's article to change their minds. I've been supporting our troops from day one, so this is nothing new, shouted liquor store owner Dan Bartlett of Daytona, Florida, from the cab of his flag-bedecked Ford F-250 Supercab as he headed to a NASCAR event. Really? I kept saying we needed to fight those damn raghead terrorists over there so they wouldn't attack us over here, and Rummy backed me up all the way. USA! USA! He chanted as he drove away, tossing empty cans of natural light out of his truck. I'm Todd Lyons with my special guest correspondent, Baby Cakes. You're listening to Unnews.